I'll just comment, if I could, on the duration of therapy question that Julie asked earlier. The study that was done was a 16-cycle or 1 year of treatment. And again, in a patient like Julie described who achieved CR, those third of patients who achieve CR have very long progression-free survivals. And in fact, in the original study of about 100 patients, there's somewhere between 12 and 15 of them who remain in remission at least 2 or 3 years plus later. And almost all of them had achieved an early CR. So I think the question is, an allogeneic transplant clearly needs to be discussed. But if the decision is made not to do an allogeneic transplant, some physicians stop after a CR and some physicians would continue treating. My bias has been in this situation to continue treating with brentuximab vedotin for the 1 year because I don't think we know yet what the optimal duration is. And we do know that there are a subset of these patients that do achieve very long responses. And without a lot of good salvage options, I want to give people their best chance. And then as far as the neuropathy, my experience, I learned the hard way on the pivotal trial. I had one patient where I sort of underappreciated the significance of neuropathy, and he ended up in a wheelchair for a period of time. Fortunately, did get better and then died of his disease. But I realized that if you don't modify the dose for neuropathy, you can get into significant trouble with this agent. So I would just caution people that although it's an antibody and it's tolerated well, I think that a patient needs to be evaluated before each dose that they're given by a healthcare provider, and a decision needs to be made whether neuropathy is evolving or not.